Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program of the folks who do it every day, our state's farmers and ranchers. We're brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Do it every day is certainly the operational structure for the folks who live on the land and do it every day regardless of weather, price, or both. Allow me to expand just a bit on the price aspect and allow me to use corn as our example. We do this as a lead into our informational discussion regarding the coronavirus food assistance program. Last week, the cash price for a bushel of corn in our part of the country was in the neighborhood of $2.75. As a point of comparison, and one of the reasons that the food assistance program is so badly needed, 40 years ago, the average price for a bushel of corn was the same, $2.80. That's right, in the face of input costs, cost of living, health insurance, education, everything else, which we know is 20 and 30 and 40 times higher, the price received for a staple of farm income is the same as it was 40 years ago. To begin the discussion, farm service agencies in your region are accepting applications for CFAP from now until August 28th of 2020. Secondly, questions you have or to access application and associated forms, simply jump online, farmers.gov/CFAP. Again, farmers.gov/CFAP. I should add that FSA staff at your local USDA service center will work with producers to file applications. Now, let me give you just a few basics, beginning with the fact that CFAP payments are eligible to producers of non-specialty commodities who have suffered a 5% or greater price decline over a specified time as a result of the pandemic and who face increased marketing costs for inventory. To apply, the producer must provide the total 2019 production for the commodity that suffered a 5% or greater loss and the total 2019 production that was not sold as of January 15, 2020. There's much more to the process, but again, by paying a visit to farmers.gov/CFAP or sitting down with your regional FSA person, you can and should be set to go. Hey, you folks, hang in as best you can. Be safe in your daily labors, and thanks for what you do.